This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back in AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, outside of Dallas, for the Spence Garcia fight. Rick Harles, our sports business insider and legal provocateur from Harvard, on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Rick, I got to ask you a question first. Obviously, you've been here to this Cowboys Jerry's world. And I know you're probably going to say Mercedes-Benz, but have you ever seen anything like this Shangri-La that I'm sitting in? I've never seen anything like this stadium. It is the craziest thing I've ever been in my life.
No, I'm not going to say Mercedes-Benz nor Minneapolis. I'm going to say Dallas. You know, 13 levels. How about the art? How about the different concessions? It's an incredible stadium. I think it's much better than any of the other stadiums that I've seen, and it set the standard for everybody else to improve on. It's by far the best.
Have you ever seen anything like how they plop this thing down right here, and then I look over like about a couple blocks away? They got this Arlington ballpark that they're, I guess, going to tear down because they're building a brand new one. Like, they must be have money growing on trees around here, because there's not only that, there's a Six Flags, there's a water park and an amusement park, and it's all within a mile of each other. It's crazy, this area. I cannot believe that they put this spaceship in the middle of this parking lot here.
Yeah, and don't forget, the city funded a bowling tournament center they've got there for big bowling tournaments, and they've got a 5,000-seat e-sport facility where, you know, they've outgrown the size of it, because e-sport, as you know, is picking up a lot more than people thought. So the mayor, the Robert Pluck, was the first guy, and now we've got another guy, and they're all committed to using sports as economic development. So money doesn't grow on trees. They just know how to use it.
How come you go to, and I mean this, every sporting event in the world, but you've never gone to a big, huge prize fight with me?
Well, because you haven't invited me, so sometime this year I'd really like to go. It would be fun, because you could explain stuff to me. You know how one guy's better than the other, because you know. Basically,
listen, the bottom line is I have the juice to get you into these fights.
That's the bottom line. I could have said it a different way. You have the juice.
Well, I mean, we have front row seats to all the biggest fights in the world, and I've been doing it for 30 years, and it's amazing to me how I've seen you go to every sporting event known to man. I mean, literally every sporting event known to man, but you never go to fights. Do you not like boxing?
No, I do like boxing, but I haven't had anybody to go with, so when are we going?
All right, I'll make sure that the next time I do a big fight, we'll invite you and include
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, I'm gone. I'm there.
I like hanging out with you, Harl.
The bucket list. I'm not getting any younger.
All right, let's do the 15 here as I sit in Dallas. As we prepare for Selection Sunday and the annual ritual of filling out the brackets, the business of college basketball is heating up fast. Oh, you mean like that 32-point St. John's loss tonight?
Yeah, heating up fast. And how about Zion Williamson's first half? How about that one?
How about this guy? What is he, nine for nine?
21 points in the first half, but they're only up six. So it's heating up fast. $1 billion, obviously, and about 815 of it is all CBS and Turner, as we know. And the Final Four, which I will be at, is in Minneapolis. And after that, they go to the old reliables. They go to Indianapolis. They go to Mercedes-Benz. Phoenix. They'll go back to Dallas. So all the big domes, it used to be you go to 20,000-25,000 seat stadiums, not anymore. The whole issue of pay per play and all of that, we can talk about it, but college basketball obviously controls March.
So wait, where are the next several Final Fours again?
So this one is Minneapolis, then Mercedes-Benz, then Lucas Oil, then Atlanta, then New Orleans, then Houston, then Phoenix.
And then you mentioned Dallas. They're going to have it here?
Dallas will be eventually. They haven't officially made it, but they'll be back in the rotation.
How much do March Madness team sponsors pony up to outfit these teams?
Much. I mean, they spend a lot of money on it. For example, 160 million to 200 million is the amount that college programs will fund the March Madness teams over a 10-year period between Adidas and Under Armour and Nike. Nike controls. Adidas is second, and Under Armour is still trying to get in the game.
Rick, what did a judge do last Friday, a U.S. District Judge, Claudia Wilkin? What did she do to pave the way for possible payment of players in college football and basketball?
They've still got to make the ruling. Everybody's jumping to saying how important this is. But she basically said she narrowly limited the benefits to expenses related to education in the federal antitrust suit. So when you get damages, they'll talk about a hard cap on compensation, and it seemed likely that the players will get some money, but they're not going to get as much money as they thought. Once the ruling happens, then you can figure out all the governance about how to pay for play, basically. Everybody's waiting for this ruling.
How about the NASCAR people taking the award ceremony out of Vegas and moving it to Smashville?
Hey, Smashville's doing pretty well, right? So we know that the end of April, beginning of May, we've got the draft there. We've had the All-Star game there. The Country Music Awards are there every year. It's a great town. Don't you think Nashville's a great town?
I thought it was great in the Stanley Cup Finals when the Penguins bent them over and spanked them and called them Charlie.
Yeah, but look, there's a lot more to Nashville
isn't.
Than seeing your Penguins win. I mean,
No, there isn't.
Expand your horizons.
I got a horizon for you. I got a slow moon rising.
I don't want that visual.
The NBA has got a great social media presence, but viewership in the 18 to 34 demo is down 11% season to date and almost down 50% since 2010. That number is staggering.
Staggering, but you understand it. It's not that people don't like the NBA. Adam Silver has it right. He says the next generation of fans, this generation, has to understand that we got to condition them to believe, and he said this, that 8 p.m. Tuesday is 8 p.m. Tuesday, because everybody wants their games in little snackable bites. They want pieces of the game. And one of the big issues is going to be, how do you rate people who watch the game when they want to watch it, either as a 10-minute kind of summary, or, you know, they get the highlights of it on video. So the youngsters or the millennials are not watching the full games, but they're still interested in the NBA.
Reaching any significant deal about the baseball plans, what is this All-Star Election Day about?
Yeah, they're going to have votes where fans can vote for the top three, but then on one day, every fan electronically is going to get together and determine the starters. So the starters used to be determined by collective vote, but now it's going to be one day. And then they're going to try to play around with some things with the All-Star game. They're thinking about extra innings, starting a runner on second, which minor leaguers do now. I think the minor leagues do now. I think it's kind of really cool. And then they're going to change the rules around in 2 years for more roster spots, less September roster spots, maybe starting the guy on second base. Pitchers can come in, but they have to pitch to three batters. So they're thinking about a lot of different experiments to try to make the game more relevant.
In Portuguese, that means they're trying to ruin the game. The Cubs
depends.
Yeah, well,
one guy's ruining is another guy's tinkering.
Well, I actually think that tinkering and meddling is painful. There's nothing wrong with baseball. The Cubs are launching. They've been saying this stuff since I've been alive, that they're going to change baseball. Baseball's still baseball. There's nothing wrong with it. The Cubs are launching a YouTube channel, and they're getting their own network as well.
Yeah, the YouTube channel are just you know, experimenting with different kind of stuff before the marquee network starts in earnest in 2 years. So all Cubs, all the time. I still love to go back to Jack Brickhouse and Harry Caray and WGN, but we're way, way beyond that.
I mean, they just don't make them like that anymore, Rick.
No, I know. You know, and you're a purist. You've already established that. And we're never going to see a guy like Jack Brickhouse or Harry Caray again because they're too old and nobody's going to like them. Meanwhile, you and I are absolutely right. Maybe we're old souls, but I would love to sit down and watch. I don't care how. You know, a Cub game can take 5 hours, and I'd still love it when he was broadcasting it.
For Steve Stone, this is Harry Caray saying so long, everybody.
Wow,
anyway,
that was good.
MLS, the growth of the league in the U.S. is huge, right?
Yeah, it's getting even bigger, and the bottom line is that FC Cincinnati started this year. The All-Star game is in Orlando. Got a lot of teams that still want in, even though they've stopped expansion for now. Got some new stadiums going on, like Nashville. So I saw Don Garber at the opening game of the D.C. United folks last week, and he is bullish on the league, and why wouldn't he be?
Power of Sports 5, Clayton Kershaw uses baseball to battle child sex trafficking. I'm glad he's doing that, seriously, because he's not pitching.
I knew that was coming. Yeah, but listen, you got to admire him to try to get his deal focused on life after baseball, even if it's coming pretty quickly. And so he's picked a charity for African orphans, and he's now battling back from injuries and entering his season. He's trying to figure out the off the field work. So you got to wish him well, whether or not he's pitching well.
Yeah, his arm's falling off. Listen, Rick, I will. I'll try to get you a Jerry's World T-shirt. I haven't seen one yet, but I'm gonna try to get you one while I'm here at the fight, and then I'll start talking to my fight people about the next big event. Did they say something today, Mavi, about the next big fight? Who was it?
I didn't hear that.
We don't have the next big fight yet, but I'll get it. Rick, thanks for coming on the bench.
I'm going, man. I'll see you next week.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.